Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. The next one is character over curriculum. Mm. I love this one. This is a great one for girls. You know, we start teaching those things, just like we teach them their value from when they're little. We start teaching them that their character is so important and who they become as young teens, as older teens, as young adults, as women. Mm-hmm. Their character is being shaped every day in everything that we do, everything that we teach them. And it gets tough going into the middle school and high school years, mm-hmm. as I'm sure you're seeing as well. And those hormones start kicking in. And this is a really hard time for girls because it's easy during those times just to be like, okay, it's okay to be moody. It's okay to be rude. It's okay to yell at your sibling. Instead, we have to say, you know what? I know that you're suffering right now at this time of the month. Truly, genuinely suffering.
Yep.
But it's okay. You're going to get through this like you did last month. And that's not an excuse to sin.
Right.
And when their hormones are just all over the place and they don't know why they're sad. They don't know why maybe they're so happy. They don't know why they're crying. They don't know why they're angry.
Right.
We have to help them try to hone in those feelings and emotions that they can't even understand. I mean, good golly, as women, sometimes we don't understand. Most of the time, you know, we don't understand. I have many days where I wake up and I'm like, I'm just sad today. I have no idea why.
Why?
I have nothing to be sad about.
Totally. And they're going through it without having the years of experience and the understanding. And often at that age, maybe not the Holy Spirit. And I constantly say, you know, I'm not emotionally stable in that time of the month, nor am I mentally stable in that time of the month. But those aren't excuses. It just means I need to be more spiritually stable. I need to depend on the Holy Spirit more to control me because my flesh is less able. And so, you know, and then also I just think giving them actual tips, because that's a little heady for a girl that's 12. Sure. So you give them actual tips and tricks. Like when you are ready to punch the person next to you, take a breath and go take a break in your room. Like it's okay to take more breaks and it's okay to cry into your pillow, but we maybe don't need to scream at the person. You know, just practical things that we've learned as women. Hopefully we've learned.
Right.
But ultimately we want to point them to when we don't feel like we're in control of our feelings, emotions, minds, thoughts, that's when we need to release it and let the Holy Spirit control us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a balance between showing grace.
Yes. And grit. And
teaching character.
Totally.
it can be tricky sometimes. Yep. And so we as moms need, and as dads, we need to be grounded.
Yeah.
And we need to have self-control so that when they don't have self-control, we can calm the waters and say, it's okay. We're going to get through this again, just like we did. And
and it's hard to be women raising women because honestly, we're usually, strangely, you end up kind of getting on the same potentially. And then everybody's feeling crazy. And so that's where we have to say, wait a minute, I'm not, I need to practice what I preach and I need to be spirit led.
Right.
When I really just want to wring necks.
Right. Exactly. So that's one area of character, but there are so many opportunities that we have with having our girls home where we can teach them character, you know, teach them the fruit of the Spirit song.
Yeah.
If you don't know the fruit of the Spirit song, there are several of them, but go on YouTube and just literally look up fruit of the Spirit song, find one that you like and teach it to your kids, teach it to your girls and your boys, because those are the things, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is the character of God. We are striving as Christians to become more like him.
Yes.
And so we need to look for opportunities to teach our kids how to have good character.
Yes.
And it's scary. Like you said, they're watching us. And so we have to be women of good character too.
Yeah.
We are called to be the wives and moms that we want our girls to become.
Yeah.
And that's a high calling and that's a scary calling, but that's what we're to become. And we're not perfect at it. We fail at it all the time, but we need to become that for them. So, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution.